Blackstone Audio presents Dark Jenny by Alex Bledsoe. Epigraph. Reporter, what would you call that hairstyle you're wearing? George.
Arthur.
From A Hard Day's Night, 1964. Chapter 1. Gary Bunsen, Nisida's slightly honest but mostly not magistrate, came into Angelina's tavern, accompanied by a blast of winter air. Immediately an irate chorus erupted, some with language that implied Gary had carnal relations with livestock. Gary was used to that sort of response, so he paid it no mind, and it stopped when he closed the door behind him. He shook snow from his long coat and looked around until he spotted me, sitting with Liz at the bar. LaCrosse, he said. There's somebody outside looking for you. Me? Must be a mistake. No mistake. He knew your name and knew to find you here. As a private sword jockey, who either helped find the skeletons or made sure they stayed in the closet, I got my share of visitors, but not on a day like this. It was the worst winter in Muscodian history. And Nisida had it harder than most, being right on the frozen Goosey River, where the wind had room for a running start. Liz Dumont, my girlfriend, said,
"Expecting someone?"
I shook my head and asked Gary, "Who is it?" "What am I, your secretary?" Gary snapped. He straddled the empty bar stool on the other side of Liz. "He's outside. Go find out for yourself. Angie, get me something hot to drink, will you?" Angelina, the tavern's owner as well as its main hostess, said to me,
"You must owe someone a lot of money if they'd come out in this weather."
"I owe you more than I do anyone," I pointed out.
"That's true, but I always know where to find you."
"Maybe it's someone coming to hire you," Callie, the waitress, said.
Even dressed in winter clothes that covered her from chin to ankle, Callie's beauty could melt icicles at 10 paces. It was a shame those same icicles could probably outthink her. Gary put both hands around the mug of hot tea Angelina placed in front of him. I watched the door expectantly. When nothing happened, I asked Gary, "So is he coming in?"
"Hell, I don't know. The snow's blowing so hard I could barely see him. He's got some kind of box with him."
"Box?"
"Yeah, you know, a box. Like a coffin or something."
He was wrong, though. It wasn't like a coffin. It was a coffin. It rested in the middle of the snowbound street. The horse that pulled it stood knee-deep in a drift.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?